As I mentioned the last couple Sundays, we're working our way through the gospel, or through chapter 6 of St. John's gospel. We began that reading last week with the story of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. And right at the end of the story, it said that the people wanted to come and make Jesus king, and so he hid. He got away. The story today begins a little later. There's a piece skipped in what the church presents to us. If we would go into the Gospel of John, we would see that there's the piece about the disciples, for whatever reason, deciding that they were going to cross the lake. And so they began rowing across the lake, and in the middle of the night, Jesus comes walking to them on the water, and then they arrive at the other shore. And that's where our story today picks up, that they have arrived at the other shore, and the people back where they were, where he multiplied the loaves, had been looking for Jesus and for the disciples, and they couldn't find him there, so they crossed over too. And then they find him in Capernaum. They're looking for Jesus, gives Jesus a chance to confront them, in a sense. Because he says to them, you weren't looking for me because you saw these miraculous signs. You are looking for me because you've got your tummies full of bread, and you kind of like that process. Now, that may not seem important to us, but don't we often do the same thing in a different way? You know, for instance, when we don't pray very much, but boy, you know, we got an illness coming to us or somebody in the family, and we hit our knees. Or, you know, we don't pray a lot, but we lost our job, and we're praying. Or we got bills we can't pay, and we're praying. You know, we do some of the same thing. We pray for things, we get concerned about things, we look for things that aren't going to last, instead of really being looking for the thing that can last forever. And that thing that can last forever is that relationship that we have with Christ Jesus, our Savior. And that's what Jesus is really inviting us to. He's wanting us to open our hearts to him so that he can live in us and we can live in him. And that he can take us into the fullness of God's kingdom at the end of time. You know, this world and all the things in it aren't going to last. It's all going to go away. We don't know when, we don't know how. And most of us will probably go away before the world does. And so if we invest all of our yearning, all of our energy in things that are temporary, it goes nowhere. But if we can invest ourselves in that which will last forever, then we've done something really important. You know, I've mentioned that this chapter 6 of John is a lot about Eucharist. Well, today's reading really isn't. Yes, it says Jesus is the bread of life, but it's actually talking about him in a whole different way. It's more saying that the person of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the mercy of Jesus is the very source of our life, the very bread of our life. And if we don't come to this knowledge of this Jesus, if we don't come to a knowledge of this person, we'll never hunger really for the bread of life or for the Eucharist. Because we first of all have to come to know the person of Jesus. We have to come to love the person of Jesus and want to share his love and his mercy for us to begin to yearn and to hunger, to be nourished at the table of his body and blood. And so what this reading today presents to us is really a very necessary step and are really coming to an appreciation of what the Eucharist is. We must hunger first to know this Jesus, to open our hearts to Him, to allow Him to live in us, and we to live in Him. I'd like to go to the second reading now. If you stop and ponder this second reading, it's very rich. He says, Paul is writing to the Ephesians, the people of Ephesus, and he says, you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. That is not how you learn Christ. What is he saying there? He is saying that those of us who have come to know Christ and to believe in Christ can't live like the people who don't know him. That if we truly know Christ Jesus and he lives in us and we live in him, we have to live in a different way. And that's the real challenge for us. Is that relationship with Christ strong enough in my life, in your life, that it leads me to live differently? Not just here in church, but throughout my entire week. Does it affect the way I live in my family? Does it affect the way I live in my work and in my recreation? Does it impact what I say to others? Does it influence what I watch on the television? Is that faith in Christ Jesus a transforming power in my life? That's what Paul is challenging us to. He says, you should put away the old self of your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires. You know, those desires for those things that are temporary. You know, they look good, but they're going to go away. We need to put that aside and desire what is lasting, what can carry us to eternal life. He says, be renewed in the spirit of your minds and put on the new self. That new self is us reborn into Christ Jesus our Savior. That new self is trying to put on the mind of Christ and to live the mind of Christ throughout our daily lives. Now, I think most of us will say, that's tough. I don't do that very well. And I don't either. And yet, that's the goal. That's what we want to happen to us. That's what we must allow to begin working in us. And that's where Eucharist comes in so important, is that it is there that we come in contact with the very power to do what Paul is telling us to do, to be transformed. We'll talk about that more in the weeks ahead. But right now, I just want to say, we come to the person of Jesus Christ. We come to long to know his love and his mercy. And if we long to know that, we long to let that influence the way we live. That's what our faith is about. And each of us must ask ourselves that question. Do I live in Christ Jesus? Does he live in me? Does my relationship with Christ really color what I say, what I do, the way I live? That's the challenge. Let's each ponder that as we go through this week.